As the season begins at Tanglewood, we speak to a man who is not only keeping the plate spinning here, he also has an eye on Boston as well, and is even working on program for future years here at Tanglewood and beyond.
And fresh from his Around the World in 80 Days, Tony Fogg has been the artistic administrator of the Boston Symphony Orchestra since 1994 and assists the music director in the planning and selection of all BSO concerts and repertoire.
Pianist by training is one of our favorites to chat with, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Tony Fogg back to our Tanglewood Roundtable.
How many times have we done this with you? We've done this a lot of times.
We have. This is actually my 20th season at Tanglewood, but I don't think we've had 20 years of Roundtable. It feels like a lifetime.
I believe it's 14 years.
Well, let's put it this way, Tony. It's easier for us than for you.
Right.
We can't even believe what it must be like. Look, folks, if you're out there, this is the guy. Somebody gets a palsy in their hand and they can't play the violin or something like that.
Does that happen? A palsy in the hand?
Well, maybe I just making that up. But okay. And then he has to, with one night's notice, find somebody in the deepest part of Australia, put him on a plane, get him here with enough time to rehearse the orchestra and be on the air and take somebody else. Unbelievable. How do you do that?
Practice, I think.
But it's really amazing. Do you have a sort of Rolodex in your head to sort of have to know where everybody is all the time?
I have sort of various Rolodexes, Alan. I have one that might be specific to some performance that we have coming up. If it's we're doing an opera in concert or something like that, where we have singers in various roles, I might have an idea. I've done a little bit of research, which nowadays is much easier than it used to be in the pre-internet days. Yeah. But you can fairly quickly find out where a lot of people are nowadays. And so I often do a little bit of advanced work just to have some idea where folk are. And then if we need to make some last-minute changes, we do. This year, of course, we had the very, very sad...
terrible.
Very sad situation of losing one of the most beloved figures of the last 14 summers at Tango, and that's Raphael.
And we've interviewed him here.
Yes,
wonderful man.
Wonderful. Raphael Frubeck de Burgos, who was not only a supreme conductor, but a wonderful personality. Great character and an absolute professional in absolutely the best sense. So he passed away about 3 weeks ago, and so we had to find, sadly, some conductors to take his stead for the couple of concerts with the BSO he's doing. We have another fine Spaniard, Juanjo Mena, who was a sort of protege of Raphael, who was very, very... He changed his own schedule to be able to come and do this because he wanted to have the opportunity to pay some tribute here with the Boston Symphony to the conductor he loved so much. So...
Seen anybody get insulted, Tony, because they weren't the primary choice but the secondary choice?
Look, in our business, I think it's all very amicable and other opportunities. And I think artists often think about not only the short term but the long term. So, you know, it's not in everyone's interest to be annoyed or whatever about... an erstwhile decision, thinking about what the long-term relationship may be.
Yeah, I have another question. We had just a fabulous meal. We, here, staff, all the people from Tanglewood, and the executive, Joshua, the executive chef, came by. How do you maintain your boyish figure with all of this food?
You are not looking too closely. I take that as a great compliment, my friend, and maybe you need to get your eyes checked out a little bit.
It's true.
And it's early in the summer. But I must say, this is a big step up from the usual fare that's here on the table for the round table. Nice gooey pastries, but here we've got this Asian feast. It's incredible.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Joe?
So how are things other than once you have made the replacements, so then there's the regular work at hand and all of that is going well.
Things are going well. You know, I've steeled away from the rehearsal for opening night with Renee Fleming. I'll head back to the shed soon and just put my ears in there to hear how things are.
Why do you have to do that? Renee Fleming is the best world. You're the you know the top guy in terms of talent. But why do you have to go listen?
What could go wrong?
Well, there is a sort of personal thing of just giving some assurance that the Boston management is engaged and involved enough in what's happening to be their rehearsal, but also a practical thing that particularly with singers, there can be issues of balance that sometimes the orchestra, and I know Asher Fish was talking about this earlier in the program.
He was.
Sometimes the orchestra may be playing a little more generously it needs to, and you can't quite always tell that on stage.
Generously, that's right.
So it's useful to have one or two sets of ears out in the hall, in the house, just to be able to spot a few things.
Well, have you ever had to go to the conductor, the maestro, and say, oh, maestro, orchestra's a little loud or not loud enough, and what is the reaction in a case like that?
Well, this actually happened this morning, and our next guest is Bill Edens, and Renee looked at me at the end, Bill looked at me at the end of the first run-through and said, are there anything? And I said, look, there's this spot, and they both seemed grateful that I said so, and they knew what the problem was, and they went back and worked on it a little bit better, and I gave the thumbs up that it seemed pretty good to me. So,
but why are they grateful? Are they grateful?
We'll get your take on this in a second, Bill.
Are they grateful because they respect your, you know, knowledge as a pianist and as a musician, or are they grateful because they'll never get hired again if they don't do what you say?
No, I don't think it's the latter at all. I think they trust my ears enough to be able to hear how it sounds out further out, which you can't tell often when you're there right on stage with the orchestra. Even within the orchestra itself, as fine as the acoustics of the shed are and as good as audibility from one side of the stage to the other is, which is quite remarkable, you can't always hear what the overall balance of a performance is. So having someone who's out front and just can try and get the full oral picture and give a little feedback is just a useful thing to have.
You know, I ride around in the car, Tony, and I listen to the station. And every once in a while, I give a call and say, what could you have been thinking? Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
Well, not quite in those words.
No.
That'd be your phrase.
More my style.
More your style than mine. But I just try to diplomatically say, look, wanted to let you know that out from out front, you know, maybe this is not working as you think it is up on stage.
Right.
And I've never known a situation where an artist isn't grateful for that sort of feedback.
Interesting.
We are out of time.
No.
Tony Fogg is the artistic administrator of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. For more information on Tanglewood, the BSO, and his amazing work, go to tanglewood.org. Tony, it is always an honor and a pleasure to have you.
Likewise.
With us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great respect to you, Tony.
Thank you, Ellen. Likewise.
Eat up. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.